This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Everybody, Kate Delaney, thanks so much for joining us here on this show. Boy, heading into a weekend of a week that really was crazy when you look at what's happened with interest rates and what's also happened with the weather and what's also happened with the January 6th panel hearings. There was more today. There was more conversation about what's to come in the near future, including listening to what Clarence Thomas's wife has to say. That was a long discussion about that. They sent a request to Ginny Thomas after she says she looks forward to talking. That's what she said afterwards. And then hats off to the Golden State Warriors as they, in six, knocked off the Boston Celtics to become the NBA championships. But I think part of the buzz in the land is definitely about this extreme weather. Some say, listen, that's what happens. It gets warm this time of year. So there is a lot of conversation about all of that. Let's talk first about, if we look at what's gone on with these hearings, the January 6th hearings, one of the things that's been interesting is to flip around, frankly, and look at the coverage of it. And you know, that's what I've been doing when I've had a chance to really kind of look down at a sort of a different lens and take a different view of, okay, so what ultimately is the end game here? What ultimately comes out of all of this? This was what most of the day focused on, that President Trump and his aides knew it was not legal for his vice president to attempt to thwart Joe Biden's win, but they pressured Mike Pence to do it anyway. That's what was talked about with Pence, etc., in this latest one and this last of the series of these hearings. And while all of that came out and there's all this conversation about Pence, and what Pence had to say about it, the other thing that's been interesting is who's watching these televised hearings, and is it the first one that was prime time? There's 20 million people, and is this one of those televised moments in politics of things you don't like or don't agree with? Is this one of those moments where you go back to the 70s and look at the Watergate hearings, and it was one of those events that, for me, too young, but one of those events that's talked about and that a lot in the nation were riveted to, and even supporters of Richard Nixon's were watching this, watching as all of it was unfolding. But this is, I think, different. I believe that you have people who think it's a great waste of time. I believe that you have people that are saying, what is the analysis after this? What comes out of this? And you have, I think, people that are just looking at some of what this investigation yielded and questioning whether it's accurate or saying, aha, this is 100% what happened. I mean, once again, like we are in our nation, it's very polarizing. You know, I think people that, from everything that I can gather of Watergate, people that even were supporters of Nixon then knew, okay, it's over, it's done. Watergate happened. That's it. And they weren't supporting Nixon anymore. They didn't want him to stay president. This is a whole different deal. I think there's a definite line that exists in this country. And the idea of, was it a rigged election? Are people who thought that saying, oh, this is just completely bogus? I think people who thought it absolutely was rigged completely agree with it, and that's just backing up the opinion based on what they're seeing. So it's still the same spin, right? And initially, the first hearing drew a great big amount of people. I said that almost 20 million people, according to the Nielsen Rating Service. I mean, I guess really more accurately, probably closer to 19 million, because I sifted through some of what was out there, and that's the number that I came up with. So most are probably still looking at video snippets or news accounts or, you know, that kind of analysis of what's happened. And I don't know that in watching this that it makes a difference as to where somebody stood on this. And it's interesting because for the former president, especially coming out with what happened in the last couple of days, I mean, this is a president who runs again in 2024 unless I think he decides he doesn't want to, or the Republican Party, he ends up not becoming the nominee. But there is a great chance he could be that nominee again, right? He could be that nominee. And I don't think that this knocks that away. I guess that's what I'm trying to say. I don't think that this committee, even though they definitely debunked the idea that ballot boxes in Georgia had been planted to swing the votes to Joe Biden, I don't think so. And then, you know, the narrative of hammering the, you know, that the former president won the election. I think people that even if they think, well, that was ridiculous, they should have eventually just moved on from that, which happened, it was forced to happen. I don't think that changes opinions as to whether or not he runs in 2024 among Republicans who think he should. I guess that's the thing, right? That's the thing. So with whatever the evidence is, like you even have Barr's account of how he checked out the fraud allegations and informed the former president there's nothing to them, I think that maybe it puts doubts behind people of what happened in the 2020 election, but I don't think it dims, I guess that's it. I don't think it dims the possibility of the former president of Trump getting that 2024 nomination, unless he is stopped by a DeSantis or somebody else is ultimately the GOP pick. But I don't think that changes that, even if some people concede and say, okay, yeah, let's just move on from this. I see what they're saying with the evidence. All right, blah, blah, blah. I don't think so. What do you think? An unofficial poll. We've opened the window. Hit me up. Kate@KateDelaneyRadio.com. More to come. We've just scratched the surface. What about those interest rate hikes? What does it mean for people looking for a mortgage?
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our
new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you have those well-meaning friends who tell you what you ought to be doing with your life? I'm Kate Delaney. I have them. Occasionally I listened and I found myself stuck in dead-end jobs, relationships, and a life I absolutely did not recognize. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, I promise you, once you finish it, you won't let people tell you what to do anymore. Learn how to make bold moves that change the course of your destiny. The book is filled with stories that will make you laugh out loud and lessons you can apply right away. If you go to my website, KateDelaneyRadio.com. I have a steal of a deal. Check this out. Just $29.99 for both of my hard copy books. Deal Your Own Destiny, which I just talked about, and my girlfriend's gratitude journal. Perfect gift for girlfriends, wives, or any woman in your life. Again, both books, just $29.99. Click on special offer at KateDelaneyRadio.com.
Interest rate hike. I mean, mortgages hit a 14-year high. We've talked about recession possibilities. The Dow closes below 30,000. And, you know, but the bottom line is, and this is what this show is about. You know what I say it all the time. It's what you're talking about, what I'm talking about. It's the virtual water cooler buzz. What are people complaining about? I love where I am. I love where I'm living now because people are so friendly and they talk about what's on their mind. Like, just blurt it out to me, whether it's filling gas, filling the tank, or I'm in line at Wawa getting a cup of Joe, or wherever it is, or I was at the dog park and somebody from New York and somebody from Florida and somebody from Chicago, they were all in the dog park at once. And what were people talking about? They were talking about, wow, I moved here a year ago, or they were talking about how they moved from where they moved and that they were just stymied by what was happening with mortgages, and that now they see it cooling down a bit and talking about where they came from and what the mortgages are like. So people are talking about this, right? Because, you know, your crib, the roof over your head, where you hang your hat. I mean, are you paying a crazy, insane amount even for rent? And the rents really shot up. Even in rural areas, they're much, much higher, right? But let's stick with mortgages for a second. So in November, tail end of last year, a 30-year fixed rate mortgage, which, of course, is the most popular type of home loan product, right? That gives you time, that gives you liquidity, depending on your age and everything, too. It was barely 3%. Now, 6%. We're talking 6%. Maybe, if you're lucky, a little bit less than that, but 6%. the added cost to a 30-year mortgage is hundreds and hundreds of dollars. I mean, hundreds of thousands if you looked at somebody processing loans. But what a difference. And it is scary because there's an expiration date to certain things in our lives. And so you look at the cost of a 30-year mortgage on a $250,000 house, right? And you're talking, it's $128,000 more. That is a lot of jack. That is a lot of money from 3 to 6, what that's causing. Then you look at, I mean, I'll just move it up a little bit. Maybe you had a little bit more money, or you had to pay more for the dream house you wanted. You killed yourself to get in, and you got in, but at the higher rate, a $500,000 house. This is the worst. $500,000 house, $256,000 more. That's what we're talking about, that you'd be paying. That's just crazy. It is. And a lot of people got caught up in that soup. And I think now what's happened is that's why Redfin and so many other companies have let people go, because they've seen it. They're not processing the mortgages. They're not having the business that they had just months ago. I mean, just this week, mortgage rates had their biggest one-week jump in decades, right? A 30-year fix is 5.78. And like I said, some were talking just a little bit over 6, and it will be over 6 since 2008. So that's a big factor in whether you're going to buy a house or not. And that's cooling the housing market, right? That's that forecast of a 6.6% increase in home sales this year is being downgraded because you can see it, right? Just drive around where you live and see how many houses are up for sale and what does that mean. And of course, with the Dow, then I said closing below, what did I say, 30,000, and then the mortgage rates and the spike. Of course, this is the kind of conversation people are having, because it's affecting you. You're already seeing what's going on with the food prices and the jump there. And you can see it in just your staples, whether it's bread or eggs or milk, or, you know, I can name 10 different products for you more than that. And it's really pinching almost everybody. But the stock market just sliding off the map, the mortgage rates spiking, the gas high, you know, it's prompting, I think, a lot of people to stop spending, period, across the board. And what the Fed chair, Jerome Powell, is saying, because he's had to defend his decision to raise interest rates 0.75 percentage point, saying it was necessary to cool inflation, and more rate increases are expected in the months ahead. I think, you know, he's defending that because it seems like the dominoes are falling harder and faster. And what do you do to combat that? If you go back to the Reagan years, it was tax cuts. I mean, what do you do? You've got the backdrop of high gas prices. You do have a strong labor market, but you have this really strange, transitory sort of economy that makes it difficult when you're planning for the future and trying to figure it out, right? And this inflation is not letting up. So that move on Wednesday by the Fed is really putting the gas on a lot of economic shifts, right? A lot of economic shifts. You know, and some people could say, well, you know, the stock market, that's for rich people. No, it's not. It's for blue-collar people who work for a company for a long time who have a 401k who saw that as, ooh, here's some money that I'll get when I retire. And now they're seeing all those gains wiped away. I mean, just wiped away. So this aggressive push to raise the rates, I mean, we're looking at the perfect storm. It's scary. And this is definitely the conversation. Perfect strangers who have no clue that I'm behind a mic or what I do for a living are having this conversation with me. I know you're having this conversation in some form about what are you doing, where are you getting X, Y, Z, what are we seeing. I mean, dollar stores, even though they're really now, what is it, most things are $1.25, they exploded because of this, because more people were like, well, you know, that's where I'm going for a few of the things I need. Why am I paying so much more and going to another store for anything from cards to plastic products to, in some cases, certain food items and a whole slew of other things, right? So, yes, jobs are out there, but what are the jobs? And then the people who are in careers, blue-collar jobs or white-collar jobs, are finding that they need raises to catch up with the amount of money they're losing because of the cost of everything that's out there, you know, in between. And the worst time to buy a car, right? House or a car? Very discouraging for people that are looking for used cars. They're looking for, or even getting on lists to get whatever new car it is that they want to get, and then getting a loan for it. Same thing. How much are you going to pay for that? And the answer is a lot more, right? So there's not a lot of optimism out there. People are not happy with what they're seeing. So, yeah, when you talk about the January 6th committee, and it was horrific what happened on January 6th, I don't think any American can honestly say that was a great day. It was not a great day. It was very sad for someone like me that grew up in the land of liberty, that walked along those cobblestone streets, that was taught about the importance of a vote and went through battlefields with my mother when I was, you know, 6, 7, 8, 9. So there's frustration all over the map. And these midterm elections, my friends, are coming up. And that's why your votes matter. Pay attention to what's happening locally. Pay attention to what's happening with the representation that you have in Washington, D.C. And if you don't like it, go and vote and help make a change.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News, I'm Victor Paul. Global share markets rose Thursday despite the U.S. Central Bank's announcement of the large 0.75 percentage point hike in interest rates.
Australian financial journalist Alan Kohler.
The market now is betting that the Fed funds rate, which is what they call their cash rate, will peak at 4%, up from an expected peak of 1.5% at the start of the year.
The central bank, like others around the world, is looking to curb rampant inflation against a backdrop of slowing growth and a deteriorating currency. North Korea has begun repairing a second tunnel at its nuclear test facility, while earlier restoration work appears ready to conduct an underground nuclear detonation. The Center for Strategic and International Studies said Wednesday that refurbishment work has stopped at the site's tunnel number 3, indicating preparations are ready for a seventh nuclear test. This is USA Radio News. U.S.-led coalition forces captured a senior Islamic State leader in an operation conducted Thursday in Syria. The captured leader of the terrorist organization was not named, but described in a statement from Operation Inherent Resolve, the U.S.-led military mission to defeat ISIS. Officials say the leader is an experienced bomb maker and facilitator who worked their way up the group's ranks to become one of the top leaders of its Syrian branch. NASA announced Wednesday it discovered two rocky exoplanets similar to Earth orbiting a dwarf star near our solar system, but are believed to both be too hot to sustain life as we know it. The space agency's Transiting Exoplanet Survey Satellite, or TESS, said the planets are 33 light-years away, some of the closest rocky exoplanets ever found. Pat Brennan, NASA's Exoplanet Exploration Program Manager, said NASA now has the advantage of the James Webb Space Telescope. This is USA Radio News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Everybody, Kate Delaney. Once again, you can email me here on America Tonight by going to kate@katedelaneyradio.com. kate@katedelaneyradio.com. As always, I've been doing the show over 15 years. 15 years, that is crazy. Shout out to everybody at GCN for all their fine work on the technicals and all the help they provided. It seems like forever, and a big part of that 15 years has been with GCN. But it's interesting. I got this from Simon, who says, "Hey, Kate, high five on the longevity thing. Did you know you're one of the few women in the world of radio? But I don't mean that in any kind of a sexist way, because I feel like you're just part of the club. I listen to you. I listen to Hannity. I listen to Mark Levin. And I listen to sports guys in my area, and it's sort of like you combine some of what I hear on some of those shows with your own unique take on what's happening on the home front, whether it's politics or whether it's sports or whether it's biz or whether it's family or whatever it is. In other words, I'm spreading the word about the show. Just wanted you to know that. And it is scary times out there. It does feel like you're talking about the dreaded R word. It does feel like a recession is headed our way, and if so, coming out of the pandemic, it'll be some of the roughest years I think a lot of people will face, on top of some pretty tough years that we just went through. So troubling times, my friend. Well, thanks for that, and I like that I'm in the company you're talking about, who you're listening to, and again, thanks for that. But you're right. I mean, I talked about this the other day. I've been talking about this, that of course we know it. Look, I mean, everybody, I don't care who you are, you were affected by the pandemic in some way, right? Some people weathered it a little bit better. Some people figured it out, because I say this all the time. Listen, if there's a definition of where we are now, it's we live in the land of figure it out. Figure it out. I mean, you gotta figure it out for yourself. I mean, it doesn't mean you can't look for help, but you gotta figure out what works. And that's what lots of small businesses have had to do. That's what a lot of families have had to do. That's what a lot of single people have had to do. A lot of people have had to do that. Figure it out more than ever. The day of completely coasting feels like it's over. It's a big wave that's coming in our direction. It's a tsunami of really thorny financial possibilities. It doesn't mean that we don't come out on the other side. It doesn't mean that there's ways to figure it out. But it is screaming at us right now, right? I mean, that's why consumer spending is starting to peter out, which is not what even the feds would want to see. They would say they don't want to see that, because then you put an end to consumer spending, and then you see more of a collapse in a different direction, right? But this is the deal. People are living paycheck to paycheck. And we see this, like I said, the Dow down, it's at 30,000. Are you kidding? 700 points, dropping back below 30,000, lowest level than we've seen in more than a year. So that's a mark to look at, absolutely. Home Depot, Intel, Walgreens, JP Morgan, American Express, new 52-week lows because of the growing recession fears. Just be careful. Have some sort of a plan. Figure it out. Figure it out, because Simon Says is what I'm saying is right. We go to Jeremy, who is looking at something completely different. He says, hey, Kate, I think that, and we can't help ourselves as we are trying to survive with astronomical gas prices and food prices that are out of control. As we weather our day to day, even if you think you're doing well, so much of that has been chopped off. The hearings, the committee hearings, January 6th hearings, and then along with the sadness of mass shootings, and, you know, whether it's in Buffalo or Uvalde, which was just emotionally crippling to me. I have a 10-year-old, and to see that and think of those fathers and mothers in to be in their shoes, I just, wow, I can't even let my mind go there. I feel the pain, honestly. And then watching what's going on with the January 6th panel and all the transcripts and what they're talking about, and yeah, we get it, but we are got now, and we're stuck in this web. And I think our focus is really more on what's happening to us. It's just natural versus what already happened, and the president we already have, and the president of the past. And it is atrocious what happened to the Capitol. It should have never happened. I don't care what your politics are. I am a lifelong conservative, you know, card-carrying Republican, and I don't back up any of the smash and grab and hitting the Capitol Police, any of that nonsense. It was terrible. It was awful. It was uncalled for, no matter what. But I think our focus is now beyond all that, because we know, and we know the people are being prosecuted, that they had cold on tape, etc. So it was a terrible travesty. But anything else that we hear or anything we find out about the former president is, I think, not going to change minds of people about Trump if he decides he's going to run again. I mean, if the choice is Biden or Trump, do we really think that Biden beats Trump? Although I personally don't believe Trump will be the Republican nominee. I think it's going to be somebody else. There are other candidates that may end up snatching that, and I don't even know if Trump himself will decide in the end that he wants to go through all of that, particularly at his age and with all the other things that are happening in his world. And plus, he has a voice, and he can focus his voice in other areas and not have to deal with the day-to-day, which he saw and certainly knows well. All right, unpacking all of that. Yeah, I mean, so that's it, you know, it in a nutshell. What happens in the next election is, I think, is going to be based on so much of the economics of what's going on in our worlds, and also what we feel is too much interference, too much red tape, too many regulations, not enough give. And it goes back to the argument of how much are the feds involved versus states, right? How much states versus Fed, looking at the last two decades and making decisions also based on your area. 100%. Okay, quickly, let's go on to, I fall down these rabbit holes. Let's go to another one. This one is from Mark. And Mark says, "Hi, Kate. I am looking at what's happening with this bipartisan gun conversation and the fact that you talked about it, Mitch McConnell saying if the framework is what ultimately ends up being what the bill is, he would vote for it. And I think that there are still some areas that are kind of murky, and even with red flag gun laws and whatnot, I don't know that this is going to get renegotiated enough in the right way that bipartisan support is going to be there once this is all sketched out. So, you know, the framework has to include the change that is agreed upon, which is so much of that is more money for school safety resources. You mentioned it. Also, enhanced review process for gun buyers, 20 and younger, and mental health and suicide programs, state crisis intervention orders. I think all of that is what will hold up. If there flat out is any kind of assault weapons ban, although I haven't really heard that on the list, you can bet that will go down in flames, and there's not going to be enough Republicans in the Senate that would vote for that. That there's just absolutely no way that will happen. So I agree. I mean, yeah, that wasn't mentioned in anything that I saw. We keep hearing about red flag laws. We keep hearing about more safety officers and money for schools, and the focus, so much of the focus is on the schools because of Uvalde and what is happening at the schools and the money that they need, that the schools need to, you know, protect the kids or protect the kids the best that they can. Coming up, Man Cave. It was all about hoop and a big win for the Warriors.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You too can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I'm going to the man cave. Going to the man cave. Going to the man cave. I'm going to the man cave. Yeah, going to the man cave. Oh, yeah. Man cave, man cave.
All right, we are in the man cave, a.k.a. woman cave, too, as well, because obviously I'm here. Thanks to Andy, as always, for that. I still like the yeah. It is a yeah for the Warriors. They knocked out the Celts big time. They won their fourth title in 8 years. Steph Curry is unbelievable. You know, I watched a big chunk of this, not every second, but a lot of what was happening with the Warriors. You know, I watched the East and the West. And watching him, he just gets better and better. He does. And he is a leader. Truly, he is a leader. And to have the supporting cast around him of Andrew Wiggins and Jordan Poole and Draymond Green and Klay Thompson, all of them, by the way, in this last game scored in double figures, right? The Celts had too many turnovers. Right, Jaylen Brown with 34 points and 7 boards and 3 assists, but they just couldn't get to that extra game. They could not get to a game 7. And so much of that was Curry. He was the MVP and he should have been the MVP. 34 points, 7 boards and 7 assists. 12 of 21 from the field, 6 of 11 from 3-point land. He hit so many ridiculous shots. I mean, if you looked at a highlight, a short highlight video of all of them, you would just say, yeah. There's your ultimate difference maker, right? And remember, they had a piece of the puzzle in previous wins that made a big difference, Kevin Durant. But he's long gone. So things have changed for the Warriors. And this was very, very big for them. And for, you know, listen, for Boston fans, Boston really should get some applause for what they did with a young team. But it's got to sting. Because they get there, and then they had so many turnovers, 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 turnovers. In the beginning, they were just getting blown out. Then they started to come back and pull themselves back into it. But the fizzle was there. It was just, they were just too tough. They were just too tough. And they could not, the Celts could not overcome it. That's what happened. If you looked at the line in this, particularly at the halfway point, you would see, yeah, you know, too tough. They were there. They got it done. They rallied, and it made just the tail was, see, they're still talking behind me. The tail was too big to overcome the fairy tale for the Warriors. It's crazy. It's crazy to think of this dynasty. And I think the Celts will be back, but it's hard to get back. You know, this was a third consecutive season where things were affected somewhat by COVID-19. You know, they were definitely closer to normal, but it still wasn't 100% normal. There was still a lot of protocols that happened in the beginning, especially, and even at the end of this, it did. So I'll just put it this way. The Warriors went 19 of 45 from the three-point line. They made the runs that they had to make, and they took advantage of all of the turnovers from Boston and capitalized so much there. And that was a big reason for this last game. So congratulations to the Warriors and Coach Steve Kerr. Because I know people in the Warrior organization, and they have worked very hard to get there. Very, 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 very hard. And we need our, you know, for some of us, we need our sports, right? I mean, to me, this is the great escape from the nonsense that we're constantly dealing with. All right, so speaking of nonsense, something else that I peeked in on today was the golf world. Because we have a U.S. Open going on, and that is a big, big deal, the U.S. Open. It's harsh conditions usually, and the best of the best will tumble down. There are so many things that have distracted from golf at Brookline, Mass. But it does come down to the play. So Phil Mickelson, who says one of the reasons he prefers the Saudi-backed tour, the LIV Golf Invitational Series, is because of its 54 hole events. So Mickelson won't have to worry about that because he's only probably going to have to play 36 holes at the U.S. Open. The wheels have come off. He had a really rough day. And, you know, he had moments. He had moments on a par 3, the 11th hole, when he nailed an 8-foot birdie, his only one of the round. But other than that, it was bunch of bogeys. He had shots he had to make to get back into the fairway from the thick rough. And he looks, unless he has an incredible next day, he looks like he will be leaving Massachusetts. And remember, he got $200 million to sign up with this LIV Golf, which is being financed by Saudi Arabia's Public Investment Fund. And Mickelson says he's going to play the remaining 7 events this season. And of course, the 150th Open Championship, which is in St. Andrews in Scotland. That's in July. And, you know, in his lifetime, he's won 45 times in the PGA Tour. And just that alone, without endorsements, etc., $95 million during his career. So watching this and the PGA Tour banning the players is fascinating, and that's the conversation. By the way, just so you know who's leading at this point, Hadwin is. And if you say, well, who is Hadwin? I watched Adam Hadwin, and he was back in Canada last week for his own National Open. He's a Canadian, and that was a big deal because the Canadian Open had been canceled because of the pandemic, so there were lots of fans that were out. And now here he is at the U.S. Open, and he had three straight birdies to finish the front nine in 31. He dropped only one shot on the back nine for 66, which is a low for him. His previous low was 68 on three different other occasions. So that's big for him. How does he hang on? You know, you look at Dustin Johnson, Justin Rose, Matt Fitzpatrick, and a group that have 68. So we'll see. One day, and to come in low like that is great, but to have a one-stroke lead, so many knotted up at 3 under, which include Rory McIlroy. He is in that group. It wouldn't be a man cave if we didn't talk about the NFL in some form, because let's face it, it's 24/7 every single day of the year. And we've got mini camps coming up, and which they're already happening, and then before you know it, we'll be talking about training camps and what the teams, who the teams could cut. It's so critical. Some missing piece may get in, and others that hope they're going to be that missing piece get cut. And now it's about signings and extensions and all of that, you know, in between. And even fines. Because in Dallas, you had Coach Mike McCarthy, who was fined for violating rules regarding off-season practices. He was fined $100,000. The Cowboys were docked an organized team activity for 2023, for holding practices that were deemed too physical by the NFL. A year ago, he was fined $50,000 and the Cowboys $100,000, and had an OTA taken away this offseason for the same reason. What are they doing? Do they need a rule book? I don't understand. I don't know. It wasn't how many mini camps they had. It was how physical it was. The physical thing got them in trouble. And it cost Mike McCarthy a whole lot of money. Music means that I have to skedaddle. Thanks to Alex Kay for his fine work on the technicals, and all of you for listening to this hour of the show.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.